When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, welcome to the show. This is John.
You might have heard the term hallucinations. There's visual hallucinations, auditory hallucinations. Auditory hallucinations are generally the type of hallucination that people with bipolar disorder will experience if they experience psychosis at all. You see, I have type 1 bipolar disorder, and when I get really manic, that is when I experience psychosis. And that comes in hallucinations where I hear things that aren't really there. I hear command hallucinations telling me to do something. Visual hallucinations, I've seen things that are not really there, but I can see them through my eyes. So I could see a lady in a red dress and she's standing right there smiling at me. And people around me are saying, no, there's no one there. The other thing I've experienced as well is the feeling of little tiny bugs crawling on my skin, but not just that, crawling in and out of my skin. And that's scary. I can tell you from experience, that's a very scary experience to live through. The reason why I bring up psychosis is that you can still manage bipolar disorder if psychosis is part of the symptomology of your bipolar disorder. For me, I've had those hallucinations. I've also had delusions where I feel to the core of my bones, to my soul, that something is real when it is not. Like, at one point when I was going through a manic episode, I thought the Pope was my best friend. At the time, I thought he was. And I believed it wholeheartedly, but people around me were trying to tell me, no, that's not reality. But when you're going through an episode like that, you can't really reason with somebody going through a psychotic break. In reality, no pun intended, it will just make the person with psychosis more irritated and upset. And when I say manage, like I mentioned earlier about managing it still, for me, I experience these psychotic symptoms when my mania becomes full-blown mania. And I've basically lost control. At that point, you can't just do normal daily activities to make yourself feel better. At that point, it's crisis control, damage control. For me, it's my loved ones keeping me safe and getting medical attention to help me get through it. So, I hope you realize that psychosis, it sounds scary. And for me, it's scary to go through. Some people don't have that experience, though. Some people have a very positive experience if you can call it that. Just remember, the symptomology of each person's bipolar disorder is different. I'm unique, you're unique, every single person is unique. We may have the same disorder, but our symptoms vary. And psychosis, for me, is something that is very real and something I need to manage. And actually, when I say manage, as long as you're managing your bipolar disorder and you're keeping everything in check, hopefully it will never get back to that point again for me or any of you. But you have to want to be stable. You have to accept that this is an illness that you will have and you need to manage it. Okay, now I'm off my soapbox. Take care. If you found this podcast episode helpful in any way, please consider pledging financial support to me and my mission of empowering those of us living with bipolar disorder. Your pledge allows me the ability to record these episodes and provide them to you. Thank you for your consideration.